Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, folks. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is already the 24th day of February 2008 on this Sunday edition. I'm, of course, a syndicated radio talk show host running through Friday, but 5 days a week is not enough. So much news happens over the weekend. Sunday is a key point as 1 week is ending and a new week is beginning. Sunday always signifies the first day of the new week, but to me it, it really is the end of the week. All right, we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, roughly. And we're going to have open phones at 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-5525 for AM and FM affiliates across the country, or if you're listening on the satellite, internet, at Infowars.com, or shortwave, or locally in Texas, if you're listening on KLBJ 590, the studios that we come to you from, it's 836-0590. Okay. Here is the news I have in front of me. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stacks here I want to go over. U.S. and Canada pin bilateral military plan under North American Union auspices to merge militaries. Now, this is mainstream news this weekend. It came out on Saturday. And, of course, I've made films 6, 7, 8 years ago that show the documents. They'd already covertly merged with the Mexican and Canadian military. They will use Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American dissenters. That was in army agreements with Canada and Mexico in 2003. This is a big deal, all part of the North American Union, that the yuppies don't know exist yet because they're too busy acting cool. Also, the Washington Post is reporting Wall Street bank run. I'm sort of telling you about this about 7 months ago. Now they're getting in on the act. It's not just individuals running on banks. That's happened in France, England, and the U.S., some of the biggest banks, but that's small compared to institutional runs on banks. And so we'll explain what's happening there. Also, euro hits two-week high against the dollar. Gold nears 1,000 an ounce as stagflation fears grow. Dollar falls to three-week lows on U.S. recession fears. Microsoft is going to be taking over Yahoo, it looks like. That's not good news for choice. I mean, if Microsoft isn't an oligopoly, I don't know what is. Again, I'm all for the free market. This is not free market. And both Yahoo and Microsoft have been big brother enterprises, and this is not good for those of you out there that want choice and competitiveness. These two conglomerates together will have about 60% of the Internet under their control. And Google's basically a CIA operation. We've had CIA top analysts retired on to talk about the CIA set up DARPA, the Internet, all of it, folks. And it's just all run by them. It's a sick joke. And they're now announcing how they're going to shut the web down. Maybe we'll have time today to talk about how they're going to phase out the free web and let it be the worldwide wiretap. That's why they call it www. That was the joke back in the 60s when they had their own private Internet. Then in the 80s, the government already had it everywhere. And then the big joke is worldwide wiretap. They're just kind of like you're fishing for a bass with a purple worm. You want to let him swallow it first before you set the hook. And that's what they're doing. You just keep drinking your fluoride. You keep taking your mercury shots. Keep listening to all the doctors on the radio paid for by the government. And just you just trust them. They're going to take good care of you. You don't listen to crazies like me. But we'll be getting into the military, merging with foreign militaries. Also, there's a bunch of new 9/11 truth news. A former congressman, U.S. congressman's gone public saying it's an inside job on my show Friday. We also have the number two in the Japanese parliament going even more public saying it's an inside job, with a Japanese parliament investigation of it being an inside job. Willie Nelson, of course, 2 weeks ago on my show said it was an inside job. Democracy Now! Picked up on that last week. They covered it. Got a clip of that coming up. I interviewed Willie again this week. 1 hour, I guess, wasn't enough. It was great to be able to have him back on. I wanted to have him back on because it was so much that we didn't get a chance to talk about. He talked about impeaching the president. He talked about both parties being controlled. He talked about the toll roads being part of the North American Union. I condensed the hour, 10-minute. It was over an hour-long interview down to 10 minutes. And we're going to be playing that coming up at the end of the show today, if we have time. We'll probably be playing that. The really big news, though, Moscow threatens force over Kosovo. Moscow, through their head NATO ambassador, has told the U.S. and NATO that they will, quote, use brute force, quote, military action against the United States if the handover of Kosovo continues to the Muslims. Now, mainstream news admits Al-Qaeda ran the attacks on the Serbs. Serbs fought back. Rush Limbaugh and others went on air and said, we've got to agree with the Clintons. We've got to attack Slobo. And so it was the conservative thing to help Al-Qaeda attack the Serbs. The Serbs always said it was to hand over part of their country to NATO. That's now happening. And Russia is saying, we're not going to let you hand over the country to Al-Qaeda. And it literally is Al-Qaeda. Of course, our government has Al-Qaeda paid attacking Iran right now. Iran's the opposite group. They're Shiites. But they've got actual Wahhabi Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden's even been there in the late 80s running the operation against the Serbs, attacking the Iranians right now. He's been a great CIA commander always since he was hired back in 1979 by Bezygna Brzezinski. And I wonder how many silver stars he's gotten secretly. I'm not kidding here, by the way. I mean, he's just led the attack forces for the New World Order like no one in CIA history. So, hey, here's to Bin Laden. Great job attacking the Serbs. Great job, U.S. government backing him. Yeah, how dare those Russians say they may come in and defend against it. How dare them? The U.S. has been moving nukes into Ukraine and other areas. The Russians are saying, hey, we may go ahead and aim nukes at you. This is just insane. I can't believe how sick it's gotten. Moscow threatens force over Kosovo. Also, Russia threatens nuclear attack on Ukraine. That's London Telegraph. Turkish troops enter northern Iraq because the communist Muslim-funded groups, just like the Albanians, have been killing and attacking the Turkish civilians. And the U.S. is saying, how dare you, Turkey? Our Al-Qaeda forces will be defended. Also, Serb police guard embassies after riots. By the way, listeners, new listeners, you didn't know our government created Al-Qaeda? You think I'm joking, don't you? See, that's why they got you. Fresh violence in Kosovo, Serbs protest. How dare them not love Al-Qaeda? And rigged Gitmo trials proved 9/11 official story wrong. A whole bunch of mainstream newspapers are admitting that 6 years of torture, which they admit they torture people there at the camp, that you can't believe any of these fake confessions now coming out. So that is just some of what we're going to be covering today. Oh, and of course, Barack Obama, our new savior. When I saw Fox News and the White House behind Hillary and all these big boys behind her, it certainly looked to me, and even Newt Gingrich said last year, that he believed Hillary would get the nomination and then that Barack Obama would be her VP. It may be the other way around now they're talking about. You never know. I mean, he has captured the hearts and minds of the people. And I was watching the debate from Austin, Texas, Thursday night on CNN. And you look at Hillary, I mean, she just looks like a witch. She looks like an eel. And she would sit there with that smirk, that arrogant, witch-like smirk. She looked like a moray eel. I don't usually judge a book by its cover, but she's repugnant. You recoil from her instinctively. And Barack Obama, I felt drawn towards him. Well-spoken, intelligent, seems real reasonable, genuine compared to her. But he's got very evil people behind him. And his policies, we'll tell you about his real policies when we get back and how I see the election shaping up. Some election 2008, some theater. Let's all go out to the theater, the ballpark. Let's go out to the movies, have ourselves some snacks. It's total theater. The whole world is a stage, each of us a player upon it. And loaded phone lines, your phone calls straight ahead. InfoWars.com is new and improved. Redesigned. Check out one of the number one alternative news sites on the web, InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas. February 22, 2008, gold 946. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 973.08, 479.20 for half, 239.60 for quarter. That's 973.08, 479.20, 239.60. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. The First Line of Defense Kit is a designed kit to give you daily protection and also from the big nasty infections like resistant TB, Acinetobacter, and viruses that are spreading worldwide. NutriDefense blocks passage and entry into your cells with natural technologies of custom designed. NutriMune boosts your natural killer cell activity with a capacity second to none. Defense wipes will kill pathogens on contact without any toxicity to babies or the environment. And nanomasks are truly certified to block even the smallest virus particles. Together, this is called the First Line of Defense Kit. Order yours for family protection today and for the big biodefense challenges of the future, including avian flu and bioweapons releases or accidents. Call at 888-212-8871 to order or securely online at Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's again 888-212-8871.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we're back live. Ed, Charles, Derek, Jesse, everybody that's patiently holding, we're going to get to your calls here very quickly back in this segment. Look, I could elaborate all day, but if you're an anti-establishment, anti-New World Order, anti-corruption candidate that hurts the global corporate crime structure, that is rapidly destroying the free market and setting up world government so it can have its will with you and your family and literally make you slaves, that's their own stated goals. Well, notice they ignored Ron Paul. They demonized Ron Paul. They gave him a third of the questions, a third of the time in the debates. Notice how they give Barack Obama all this attention and loving. just like they give Hillary Clinton all this attention and love her, just like they give John McCain all this attention. They steer the debate by who they give the attention. Let me just give you a news flash here. Barack Obama, we've written articles about it. It's been in the mainstream news. He's called for a global tax of hundreds of billions of dollars a year to the United Nations to, quote, fight poverty. But when you actually look at what the tax is, they never label it what it actually is. It is to go in with the IMF and World Bank and take even greater control of third world nations and restrict their energy output, restrict their industrialization. I've made a 2+ hour film about this. You see, when you read in your local paper about green communities and green businesses and green solutions, most of it's legitimate and real and a good idea. They just come in and piggyback on this movement for alternative energy, which can be a great business, and then they add to it, oh, by the way, let's have a bunch of regulation and taxation, local taxes, local control, and the big corporations are pushing for this. Barack Obama is pushing for a global tax. And if he gets into office, he'll probably be able to get it unless we fight him. And talk about messianic. They're acting like it's JFK. They're acting like it's Jesus. They're acting like the Savior has landed. The eagle has landed. And I don't think Hillary has a prayer now. I have to say that barring some scandal coming out, I thought it would be Hillary. All the big money was on her. Las Vegas was betting on her. They're rarely wrong. But Barack Obama has got Zbigniew Brzezinski and others, the Rockefellers as his advisors. He's got the biggest banks backing him. He's got the big money backing him. So just make no mistake, the establishment is pushing Barack Obama right now. And they tried to force feed the public Hillary. The public kind of spit her back up because of all the baggage. I'm not saying he's not a likable guy. I'm not saying it's an interesting success story. But Barack Obama is for restricting more Second Amendment. He is for open borders. Barack Obama then mixes in a little bit of populist ideas of, oh, we'll keep some of our jobs here in the U.S. And, oh, I don't think NAFTA and GATT were good. But then he's actually for the Security and Prosperity Partnership that expands that into the North American Union. So he's playing politics with you, and Barack Obama's lying to you because his advisors and the people that control him are all for the New World Order, all for the SPP. And then there's this debate between, well, he's going to fine parents if they don't have health care for their kids, and he's for forced socialized health care, but he doesn't think we should take your paycheck. There's about 2 degrees between his plan and her plan. Folks, if angels ran the government, it'd be fine to take somebody else's wealth and give somebody else health care. But did you know that they wait on average 16 months in England for brain surgery when they have a tumor? They wait on average more than 6 months when you need heart surgery? I mean, go look it up. That's mainstream news in England. Canadians have to come here to get their health care. We don't have a free market system, though. We have corporate fascism with scams being run with the insurance companies and the big hospitals. Did you know that if you don't have insurance, on average your bill is about 4 times larger, but when you do have insurance, the insurance companies go in and have deals with the hospitals and it's a lot less? You got insurance, baby, $6,000-$7,000. You don't have insurance, it could be $30,000. Most people cannot fathom what it's going to be like to live under socialized health care because you haven't lived outside the U.S. and you haven't studied it. But there's not just that. This will give the government control over health care and meeting it out and who gets it. And remember, just in the last 6 months, the U.S. and British governments have announced, oh, we don't want the overweight, we don't want smokers, we don't want them to have health care. People say, yeah, because it's socialized. Well, then we decide how you live your life. The government decides. But then they add, oh, by the way, we're not going to treat old people either. Oh, you don't believe me? Just type in top doctors or government officials call for not treating elderly. And it just says you won't get health care under this. It's bioethics. See, this is eugenics. The people that run the planet are social planners. They engineer societies. So it isn't just that they're going to take over 15%. The government already is half of our GDP. The government already owns and runs half of our society. Now it's going to get 15% more, 65%. The government is going to be over 65% of the nation, 15%, and with waste, fraud, and abuse, the feds take on average $1 of your money. With any federal program, you get about 34 cents back. And so they're going to take over 15% of the economy, and then they're going to send you 34% back. God help us, ladies and gentlemen. God help us. And the government's completely bankrupt. We're tens of trillions of dollars in debt, tens of trillions. You know, we currently owe close to a trillion. Currently, today, it's kind of like your credit card bill comes in. You owe this month a trillion. But if you look at the full debt, like it'll show your full payout on the credit card, it's over $100 trillion. That's even been in the Dallas Morning News. Well, the Dallas Morning News said 6 years ago, $54 trillion. And then now the Congressional Budget Office says, okay, it's over $100 trillion. That's right. Once you start getting into numbers this big, it starts doubling every few years. So the government's totally bankrupt. They're devaluing the dollar just to keep the illusion of the economy still going. The country's being called third world by the rest of the planet. Europeans come here now, and it's like when we used to go down to Mexico in college. I mean, literally. Come here with 100 euros, live like a king for a couple days. And it's getting worse and worse. And here's Barack Obama, and here's Hillary Clinton, arguing and fighting over which socialized plan they've got, where he's going to come fine you. And CPS, he was mentioning the Massachusetts plan. CPS comes and takes your kids if you don't have health care. You see, it's the government watching you, just like it's Cuba, just like it's the Soviet Union, hovering over you. Oh, you didn't take care of your kids. Oh, well, we're going to enroll you in forced government welfare, but now you're going to get CPS visits. Now the man's going to be at your house in your life. Well, you read the social planning documents from 100 years ago. I've had guests on the show to cover it. Hundreds of textbooks, all the thinking. Dewey, the Rockefeller Foundation, it says Americans are too smart. We've got to teach them not to be able to read. We've got to take over the families, break up their families. And in the 50s, they said, we'll do it to the blacks first. They said, we'll go in, tell them it's welfare. There's documents on this. They've got 90-plus percent legitimacy. They're building their own clinics, their own doctors, their own cleaners, their own grocery stores. We'll go in, tell the women they can't have a man in the house to get this money. We know it'll break down the family, and now blacks are more than 90% illegitimate, and their societies look like a war zone. And here comes Barack Obama. He's got some more help for you. He's got some more Margaret Sanger eugenics for you. More help. Just what you need. Whites were about 4% illegitimate. Now we're over half illegitimate. Great job, government. We'll be right back. I promise, with your calls, loaded phone lines.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live here. I'm going to take a bunch of your calls, but because there are so many, and I would never get to hardly any of you, but I didn't go fast. Kind of had your question, your comment, your statement ready. I'm going to move on here. Then coming up, it's incredible news. I should have just started the show freaking out about this, but it's gotten to be just commonplace. We told you about this years ago. It was happening in secret. Now they've announced that they're merging the U.S. and Canadian military, that they will use Canadian and Mexican troops on the American people. So we'll be going over that report. Also, the San Francisco Chronicle, huge report on concentration camps that have been built in the United States. Again, nothing new to you, but the reason this is important is that it's now in the San Francisco Chronicle. Also, some good news out of England. Schools remove CCTV cameras from children's toilets after furious protests from parents. Now, here in the U.S., they put cameras in thousands of school district bathrooms, and the parents are such fluoride head zombies that they just think that that's freedom, just like in 1984 Winston thought a camera in his bathroom was freedom. And homeschooled Germans flee to U.K. A 1938 law never overturned in Germany when Hitler banned homeschooling. Again, he was a eugenicist. He said the state couldn't allow that. They're now not allowing any homeschooling in England, and people are fleeing Germany en masse. And that ties into how they're trying to ban homeschooling in California and Illinois. This is just the tyranny we deal with. So that's coming up, too, and Russia threatening force against the U.S. Very serious things that are happening. Again, I could talk all day about Barack Obama. Bottom line, the Democrats want your guns. They want to butcher this country. They want open borders, just like the Democrats. They're bought and paid for by the same people. Barack Obama doesn't have all the murders in his past, doesn't have the Clinton death list, doesn't have the wars and, you know, millions of dead Iraqis and Serbs on his hands. So he looks better, you know, speaks better. I'm sure he's a better guy than Hillary, who just radiates, you know, demoniac glow, you know, just like Bush or somebody. Well, Bush more of like a demon troll or something, like a retarded demon troll. But, you know, Hillary just up there arrogantly with all her baloney. I'm sorry if you support Barack Obama, you're being con. Just understand that. I'm not saying vote for Hillary either. Nader's jumping in. He's really a socialist, but I've interviewed him a few times. At least he isn't, you know, complete communist. But He's against globalism and globalization, the North American Union, so he might be good. I wish Ron Paul was running third party, but people that keep saying he's still in the race, he still is in the race injecting real ideas. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Who's been holding longest? Ed in Northwest Austin, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Yes, hi. I heard your interview with Willie Nelson a few weeks ago where he talked about 9/11. And so is your guys' theory that the federal government planted explosives in the Trade Center buildings before the plane struck them?
Yeah, Bill Christensen, who was CIA section chief in Europe, believes that. Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest 9/11 victims group, says the majority of the 9/11 families believe it's an inside job. We have Bob Baer, the movie Syriana is about, famous CIA commander, saying all the evidence points towards inside job. Did you know there's a whole bunch, over 200 declassified examples, where our government admits they staged terror attacks and blew up buildings in other countries to blame it on their enemies? I mean, first off, are you aware of that?
No, sir, I'm not. But why did the government do that?
Well, why did Hitler, and by the way, we always have the documents on this in Europe, 60-something years later, Marinus van der Lubbe, they'd grabbed a retarded, mentally ill person, thrown him out naked on the side of the street, and said that he'd firebomb the Reichstag. Hitler then used that to become dictator and pass anti-terror laws and start grabbing the homeschoolers, and that's who he started with. And
your position then that the government coordinated this with the people that did that on 9/11?
No, that's not
impose less freedom on us. Is that your position?
Well, they have said that Al Qaeda attacked us because they hate our freedoms, and then the government's done everything they can to take our freedoms. So it's true that Al Qaeda attacked us to get our freedoms, and it's true that our government founded Al Qaeda. Zbigniew Brzezinski just wrote another best-selling book where he brags in 79, 6 months before the Russians invaded, they created a code name Al Qaeda, and that means the base of CIA operations in Central Asia. And then they launched Operation Cyclone. This is all declassified now, to attack Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and several other of the Russian satellites to get the Russians to invade. And then that whole thing was a large setup. I know they have a Tom Hanks movie that claims the CIA got involved in 85. But
you're flooding me with words here. I'm trying to stick.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm flooding you with facts, Bubba.
The people that piloted the planes, they coordinated that with the government who planned the explosives?
Well, who says that the official story that those guys supposedly piloted those planes? Whoever said that fairy tale was true or wrong?
Okay, you do not believe that...
No, I do not. Sir, it isn't that I don't believe. Okay? It isn't that I don't believe. I have the Associated Press. I have the San Jose Mercury News. I have the Pensacola News Journal. I have Newsweek. I have the Toronto Star. Did you know that I interviewed the two heads of the Saudi Arabian U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh, and I interviewed the head of the main U.S. Embassy, Mr. Springman, in Ottawa, Canada? I know those are words, but Canada's a place. And I interviewed him. That's the capital up there in Ottawa. It's very beautiful. And about a year before 9/11, these guys are coming back into the U.S., and they're flagged as top-level terrorists, and he's not giving them visas. And all of a sudden, he's the head of the embassy. He gets a call from the State Department saying, let them in. That's their cover. He says no. Then the deputy... A Secretary of State calls him and says, they're not terrorists, they're CIA agents, the terror designation is their cover. Now, that was in the Canadian and British papers, and I thought, my goodness, I better call up and get that former, heads of the embassies on the show. Okay, now you can say those are words. Your little story is you're going to talk real slow, like you're real smart and I'm real dumb, and you're going to go, okay, you think. See, first I explain our government admits they stage terror attacks and blame it on enemies to start wars. That's been declassified hundreds of times. I tried to give you examples of that. And then you said, why would our government do it? Same reason Hitler firebombed his own capital. To say, oh, look, we're under attack. I got to take all your rights and be your king, and you can't question me and my no-bid contracts to Heinrich Himmler and Hermann Göring and Jens Fromm and the rest of them. Okay, so I'm answering your question. Government stage events, it's called problem, reaction, solution. Yeah, Gulf of Tonkin's, I remember being called a conspiracy theorist 5 years ago. That's now been totally declassified that that was all staged. To get us into Vietnam, killed 58,000 Americans, over 1.5 million Vietnamese. The former Italian president, the former head of their intelligence agencies, went public 2 months ago and said that everybody in intelligence knows the U.S. staged the attacks against itself, but not the U.S., the criminal elements. The number two in the Japanese parliament, the head of the second largest party, has been having public, month-long investigations, 30 minutes, an hour, live on television, every night in Japan. They're all glued. Former congressman went public on my show Friday saying he believes it's an inside job. That's up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Andres von Bülow, the former Secretary of Defense of Germany, he was also the former head of intelligence before that, has gone public saying inside job. Number three in the Blair government, Michael Meacher, I flew to London to interview him, went public saying all the evidence says inside job. I mean, I could go on for like 10 hours here. Physicists, scientists, engineers, architects, the head structural engineer on the World Trade Centers, directly under the head architect, has gone public saying it's impossible for jet fuel. Underwriter Laboratories secretly did its own tests. It had underwritten the buildings, Tower 1, 2, and 7, and found that it had to be blown up. And then they weren't allowed to release that information. And when Kevin Ryan did, the head of that division, he got fired. Now listen, I got loaded phone lines. I can't spend all day with little children. 84% of Americans in major polls believe the government's lying about it. Okay? So your ball game's over, buddy. We know crooks run the nation. She can talk real slow and act real smart. Bush isn't a conservative. Barack Obama's evil. And you're a moron. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look, I shouldn't call that guy an idiot. I've just made three films, written a book, published another book, making another film right now about it being an inside job. First off, if our government's done it over and over again, I mean, our top generals will put 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 of our troops in a valley just to suck in an enemy to kill them so we can take out the larger force. Once you have that end justifies the means idea, what's blowing up a school bus full of Italian kids to blame it on communists? That's declassified. What's taking some of our troops, putting them in a chamber and nerve gassing them to death? You'll tell me that's a bunch of words, buddy. That's the truth. But, you know, after I went to break, I thought, I got all these loaded phones. I got all this other news I want to cover. But, you know, that guy probably just heard me mention how the U.S. embassy heads were saying that they were told these guys are CIA. Don't worry about their terror designation. Let them back into the country. You understand what that means? I mean, does that compute with you? You know, the supposed lead hijacker, all of them. But then we get the head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, in Monterey, California. This was in the AP and a bunch of other publications, news wires, saying these guys were trained at our bases. The government did this. These guys were trained in spy training at the school. I saw them in class. I taught them. Then the heads of the Pensacola Naval Air Station go, yeah, we trained these guys. And it made it in the Pensacola News Journal, but then nothing else about it. I called and talked to Colonel Butler. I mean, he had Muhammad Atta in his class, and people say, well, if that was true, that would have come out in the news. It did! What is Muhammad Atta doing at the Defense Language School? What are they doing getting clearance to come back in from Al-Qaeda Malaysia terror summits? Hey, buddy, do you know what a Wahhabist is? Do you know what a Shiite versus a Sunni is? Okay? It's the two major branches of Islam. Iran is Shiite. Their government's Shiite. But our television tells us they're Al-Qaeda, that they're funding Al-Qaeda. That is bull. Then Cy Hirsch reports 3 years ago, we broke it, of course, before that with our sources, but now it's admitted, the White House 6 months ago admitted it, that for 3+ years they've been funding Wahhabi with the number 3 of Al-Qaeda to attack Iran to destabilize them. Real Al-Qaeda, Wahhabists, are attacking the Shiites. And it doesn't matter, you still call the Shiites Al-Qaeda. It's the opposite group, you lame brain. Why are you so stupid? Why do you like being conned? Our criminal government created Al-Qaeda in 1979. They sent them over there. They attacked the Russians first. Brzezinski's proud of it. He's written 2 books on it. He's Barack Obama's top foreign advisor. Ooh, I'm just tired of it, man. What is wrong with you? It's admitted mainstream news that bin Laden helped command forces, CIA-backed, in 1993, 4, and 6, 7, and 8, against the Serbs out of Albania. Do you know who the Albanians are? They're Wahhabist commies! Do you know what Albania is, boy? Mr. Phony Conservative calling into my show when you don't know your head from a hole in the ground. All I do is study this. You're like, well, who were they? Why were they getting on the planes? They believe they were taking part in drills. That's all we know. Remember James Woods, the big actors on a plane? They were getting up doing simulated hijackings. He tells the FBI and they threaten to arrest him and say, shut up about what you saw. Good FBI agents kept trying to bust them, saying they don't want to know how to land. They don't want to know how to take off. And they're told, shut up. I've interviewed those FBI agents. They said it was like Al-Qaeda ran the FBI. Well, of course they do. Of course the government runs it. You want, the NSA spying isn't used to stop Al-Qaeda attacks. It's used to stop good FBI and good CIA and good defense intelligence that are compartmentalized. 95% of our government's good. But it's that 5% compartment that's always at the top of the pyramid and then has connections down to special ops, special forces, black ops, deep government attack teams. Whether it's cyber, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, they do it all. Okay? Stop being a little boy. We're not going to save this country if you keep being a little boy. You got to be strong enough to at least look at the facts I'm bringing out here. I got loaded phones. I'm taking one call in 50 minutes. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got foreign troops. I've got all the documents where they're going to merge our military. Already the military's illegal aliens and violent felons. It's off the charts insane. The dollar's being destroyed. It's just... Moscow's threatening World War III, and these guys are calling in going, I'm a conservative. You know, just that fake bull. You're not a conservative. Do you even know the NRA is the first gun control group of this country? You don't even know that, do you? You don't even know Gun Owners of America's gotten all the documents, how they're a Judas goat group. Now, you're not going to believe it because you don't love America. You love feeling good about yourself and thinking you know it all when you don't know anything. All right, here. Who's up first? Charles in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's everything?
It's not good, you know.
It's really cool up here. Alex, everything you said was true. I didn't believe it until I was arrested. Our government is insane. They are out of control. And I'm a filmmaker myself, and I'm going to make a film about this. 2 weeks ago, I was in a club, and I thought I knew someone. I went over to tap for soda, and I was put in jail for sexual assault, and they wanted to put me in a registry, and I never have a criminal record in my history.
Sir, if you're late to class one time in Austin, they put you on juvenile detention, your life's over, okay? I mean, it's all over. They're banning homeschooling, injecting the kids with poison. The average idiot administering it doesn't even know what they're part of.
Mm-hmm. Well, the lawyer that I consulted with said that
they'll just tell you to pay them 20,000 loonies or your dollar, and then they'll just plea bargain you and hand you over.
Well, right now our legal aid system is terrible, and I'm like right now
the legal aid is there to feed you into the meat grinder. Just continue to demand a jury trial under Magna Carta 1215. You've got the same Bill of Rights we've got under Magna Carta. And you just demand that all the way up, and they'll drop it, and you call that person in, and you show it. Listen, used to in the U.S., if you had to pull over and urinate driving out on the highway, I remember being a kid, we'd pull over, you know, going on some road trip and go behind the bushes. They take you to jail and charge you with sexual crimes for that now. Okay? It's all about getting you on welfare, getting you in prison, or getting you in the psychiatric system. Okay? This is all scientifically run. We have their textbooks. A criminal class of psychopaths and their minions run society. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, bro. You're ever in our prayers. You know that. I thought you shared with me that these blue-pill people they're conditioned that they're to be pitied because they don't know better. They don't understand the truth of the oikonomo.
You know, unfortunately, call me back when you got a better phone line. We'll put you to the head of the line. Guys like that fellow that first called. Well, wait, there were hijackers on planes. Let's just talk about that one area. And he'll never look into the AP reporting they were trained at U.S. military bases, or the embassy heads or FBI saying the government was behind it. They'll only just keep going. Hey, they were on video walking on the planer. And I saw Forrest Gump shake hands with Kennedy in that movie. I mean, we go. And they don't understand that they're merging the Democratic and Republican parties. There's no difference. McCain versus Hillary and Obama, there's no difference. Open border, gun grabbing, trash, every single one of them. Let's talk to Derek in Oklahoma. Derek, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? I'm 16, and I was wondering if you saw the Zeitgeist movie.
What movie?
The Zeitgeist movie.
No, I haven't seen it. What is it about?
Zeitgeistmovie.com.
Zeitgeist. Yeah, I couldn't understand your pronunciation of it. Yeah, I've seen the film. I don't agree with the first third of it. The second, third are good.
Why didn't you agree with the first part?
Because it's not true about Jesus just being a repetition of other, you know, pagan gods before it. I mean, there's major mistakes just in, you know,
I looked at that myself, and, yeah, a lot of it is pagan.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, sir, that I've talked to the maker of Zeitgeist, and you know, that's why they put out a new version of it. But, I mean, you want to talk about that, or what do you want to discuss?
Well, yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, I mean, I got to go to break, but what is there to discuss? Some movie on the internet. Why don't you check out Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement? That's what matters. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me, foreign troops.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, there